Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace from APM. You love them. You care for them. You feed them when they're hungry. You cuddle them when they're cold. You take them to the doctor when they get sick. Yes, kids, if you have them, but also pets. They're an expensive business, one that we humans tend to get extremely emotional about. And that often means painfully hard choices, as Tess Vigeland reports.
I visited my vet just a couple of weeks ago with my 3-year-old black lab, Ronan. He is allergic to something, probably our grass, and gets this nasty skin condition. So Dr. Woody Walker of the La Cañada Pet Clinic took a look.
All right. Yeah, Woody, 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 we're going to figure you out. Come here. Let's just see. Oh, good boy. Yeah.
By the time I left, we had done a blood test, an office exam, gotten 2 prescriptions and a special shampoo, plus a prescription refill for my cat's thyroid condition.
It's going to be $492.76.
$492.76.
Yes.
I told Ronan he needed to get a job. But this is what happens when you have a pet. It's expensive. In fact, here in the U.S., we spend collectively $53 billion a year on our pets, for everything from medicines and operations to food and toys. In our house, we're lucky that none of our 4 animals has a terminal illness, because if and when that happens, I don't know what we'll do. We've tried to set a number for what we're willing to spend to save or extend any of their lives, but that conversation never resolves itself. And Dr. Walker says those decisions have gotten much more difficult with advances in medical care for pets.
The technology is amazing. Whatever we can do in people, we can do in pets.
What that means for pet owners is more tough decisions. 11-year-old Bentley is a gorgeous golden retriever, one of 2 rescued by Tom and Jean Herman just last July. At their home in Burbank, California, you'd never know from Bentley's enthusiastic greeting that he has a fast-growing tumor in his left front leg.
Bentley's going to be hard because he's just a quick love, and I think he's got 4 to 12 weeks.
Yeah. Bentley was diagnosed in December, and their vet said the Hermans didn't have many options.
It was just the amputation and oncology and keeping the pain away and the inflammation.
Did he talk to you when he was explaining the options about what that might cost for you?
$6,000 to $8,000 if we went the other way.
The other way being amputation and chemotherapy, which they decided against. Not purely for cost reasons, but because Bentley's life wouldn't be the same, and there was no guarantee that he would survive long past the surgery.
It's very easy when a dog becomes a family member. You look at all of those decisions a little differently.
We've been through, you know, both our parents. We've had to make the quality of life decision.
Too.
And, you know, they're not easy, but you'd rather make it than have them suffer a lot.
For John Noel, the decision was fairly easy to spend more than $10,000 for a kidney transplant for his 13-year-old cat, Pumpkin, who he proudly shows off in a photo.
That's Mr. Pumpkin. And this was taken 6 or 7 months post-transplant. And then we have a picture of Hopi, who's the donor.
Noel is a deputy sheriff for Los Angeles County, a public servant who doesn't boast a large paycheck.
I work hard for my money, and I don't have a whole lot of it, but, you know, there are priorities in life.
He found Pumpkin wandering the streets as a 5-week-old kitten, and like most pet owners, described him as part of the family. Money simply wasn't a factor in his decision.
And when you have that kind of love in your heart for another creature, be it an animal or a human, I don't think anybody who has that love and that feeling would ever think otherwise.
And Pumpkin triumphed over long odds, living another 4 years post-transplant. Dean Philip Nelson of the College of Veterinary Medicine in Pomona, California, says societal pressure plays a role in many pet owners' decisions about end-of-life care. The agonizing questions around human end-of-life medical intervention have now made their way down to the pet kingdom. And owners often feel guilty if they don't do everything possible, no matter the cost, to save or extend their animals' lives.
I think it's harder, not just because of the technological answers, but I think our own ethos have evolved, and not necessarily in a good way. I believe that, and this is just a personal belief here, that many of us are loath to have to face the end-of-life issues. And some of us have been mesmerized by the advances of medicine.
Of course, not everyone can afford to even contemplate expensive treatment. Alana Yanez of Highland Park, California, sees that situation firsthand in her work with the U.S. Humane Society's Pets for Life program, which provides veterinary services in low-income neighborhoods. She's counseled pet owners going through decisions about how to care for their animals. And last October, she faced it herself when her 11-year-old Labrador Retriever Max started limping. Her vet said it was cancer.
And chemo, what he told us was minimum $10,000. And it would have been a really long and hard process.
The vet told her Max was in pain and that unless she had $40,000 laying around for the surgery and aftercare,
he goes, I would put him down. So we decided to do that. I still sometimes struggle with whether or not we made the right decision because, putting $10,000 on a credit card, I could afford it. And I think, would that have been worth it if it would have extended his life another 5 months or 6 months?
In the end, she says she's confident they made the right decision. And now she comforts herself with 1-year-old shelter dog Dottie.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
If I thought this story would help me figure out how to plan for the inevitable with our pets, well, it didn't. These are deeply personal decisions, sometimes dictated by cost, more often dictated by that thing that happens every time a cat curls up in your lap or a dog rests his chin on your knee. And there's no right or wrong in that. In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.